हरे कृष्णा। अमंग्स द फोर मिक्स्ड डिवोटीज हु कम टू कृष्णा आर्तो जिज्ञासु आर्तार्थी ज्ञानी, समबडी मे वंडर व्हाई कृष्णा सेज दिस ज्ञानी इज फेवरेट टू हिम, बिकॉज जनरली द भक्ता सी ज्ञानी एज समबडी हु हैज अ इम्पर्सनलिस्टिक अंडरस्टैंडिंग. Actually, there are four types of jnanis. One type of jnani, he does not take help of bhakti, but by jnana marga alone, he tries to attain the Brahman, but he falls down. The second type of jnani takes help of bhakti, but he criticizes the Supreme Lord by either saying that the Supreme Lord has a material form like the ordinary conditioned souls, avajanati maam moodha, or he considers that the Supreme Lord was impersonal before, now the impersonal Brahman has taken on a form, avyaktam vyaktim apannam manyate maam abuddhaya. So if either of these two understandings he holds, then he also falls down. So these two types of jnanis actually fall down. But there are two other type of jnanis. One type of jnani takes help of the Supreme Lord through the path of Bhakti Yoga to attain Sayujya in Brahman. And there is a fourth type of jnani who actually is attracted to the path of Bhakti and eventually fully becomes a pure devotee, like the Chatushkumaras or Shukadeva Goswami and such people. So in this way, two types of jnanis fall away. The other two types of jnanis, one of them attains moksha with help of Krishna, one becomes a Shuddha Bhakta. In this way, in jnani also there are many types, but the jnani that Krishna is talking about in the Chaturvidha mixed devotee verse is none of these four jnanis. You will find the jnani that he is talking about has no material desires, he has no material motives, he is pure at heart. He already has knowledge of the difference between body and soul. Right now, this jnani is one who is inquisitive to know about the vibhutis of Krishna. One who is inquisitive to know about the functionings of Krishna. He is interested to know how Krishna is the cause of all causes. He is the essence of everything. He is the very best of everything. He is actually very thirsty for this knowledge about Krishna Sambandha Jnana. He is inquisitive about it. Not only that, because this jnani is free from material motives, because he is pure in the mind, freed from all the material pushings and pullings, he is able to give his mind to Krishna when he is approaching Krishna. He is able to give his mind fully. Therefore, Krishna says, Tesham jnani nitya yukta eka bhaktir vishishyate. Priyohi jnaninothyartam, aham sacha mama priyaha, he says. Such a jnani who is free from material motivations, who is pure at heart, who is seeking knowledge of my opulences in order to fall in love with me, and one who is already giving his mind to me exclusively without any distractions or diversions, such a jnani is very dear to me, and he is very dear to me, I am very dear to him, he says. And he is doing Eka Bhaktir Vishishyate, Krishna says. That means he is able to give his mind to Krishna. When we are chanting the holy name, we are unable to give our mind to Krishna, either due to material motivations or due to our various material leanings. But this fourth type of mixed devotee, jnani, is able to give his mind to Krishna. And then the other three people, Krishna says, Artho Jignyasu Artharthi, they are also Udara, and it is about them. Krishna says, Bahu Naam Janma Namante Jnanavan Maam Prapadyate. He says, those three people also will eventually become Jnanavan. They will come to the fourth category. And then they will also attain me. But they will take many more lifetimes, because somebody is seeking relief, and somebody is a wealth wanter, somebody is still not aware of difference between body and soul. He is just inquiring about the Atma Tattvam, Atma Jnana. He will take some more time to inquire about God. Therefore, they will take many more lifetimes. And Krishna says like that. So in this way, these four Sukritina, these four pious people, amongst the four, the third and fourth are knowledge seeking. So if somebody is pious and seeking knowledge about Krishna with a desire to surrender, they are actually in a platform rightly situated to gradually take themselves off from the clutches of three modes of material nature and very soon gain complete exclusive shelter of Krishna's lotus feet. Mam eva prapadyante mayam etam tarantite. So, in order for them to do this, if they come across a devotee of the Lord who awards them the chanting of the holy name and the sambandha jnana, that would be the best combination for them. They are looking for the Lord, and by such chanting of the holy name and hearing of the Vaishnava literature, immediately offers them Krishna's shelter. And they become quickly relieved from the effect of the miseries of the three modes of material nature. Because they have the holy name and they have the holy fame of the Lord. These two completely absorb their minds and hearts, making them experience the bliss of Krishna's shelter, the lotus feet of Krishna's shelter. Harinam Prabhu ki.